It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. Welcome to the studio. International superstar, Sigrid.
Hello.
There you go. There's your introduction.
Thank you. That was very kind. How are you?
I'm grand.
Good.
I hope you don't take offense to this, right? But when we have like celebrities and stuff in here, mm-hmm. and like big international names, mm-hmm. and everything, you kind of know that they're Macklemore or
yep.
Rita Ora. And they kind of walk in, you're like, oh, hello. The fur coat and, and all the stuff. You just look like a normal person.
Yeah, I do.
Which is so nice.
But that's, you know, everyone's a normal person.
100%.
You know, we'll do the same stuff. But yeah, I don't want to be cold. I don't have time to get a cold, honestly.
You're right.
I don't want to cancel stuff just because I have a silly cold.
Your new album, Sucker Punch,
yes,
is out on the 8th of March. Mm-hmm. And I had a listen to the new song, Don't Feel Like Crying.
Mm.
So good.
You didn't think so?
And I ain't just saying that because we're in touching distance.
Kind of have to say that.
I really like it for a number of reasons. One, it's not short, but it's snappy.
Thank you. You're the first one that's commented the length of the track. But I remember that when we wrote it in the studio, I wrote it with Oscar Holter and Emily Warren. And I remember that it was pretty short. And we were like, oh, should we put in another bridge here? Do we do another verse? What do we do? And then we figured out, you know what? It just feels good. And then I don't really care about the length of the song as long as it feels like a good moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what it is.
That's so nice. I like that.
Yeah.
You seem like you're having so much fun. I mean, you give off a real like positive kind of like, hey.
I know.
I'm having fun, you know?
But I think it's funny that I guess that's kind of the image that people have of me. I'm not always like 100% positive, of course.
That would be really annoying.
Yeah, I think that would be impossible.
Yeah.
But yeah, generally, get in a good mood. I have good people around me. I have an amazing job. Yeah. I love what I do. I am so lucky to be doing this.
Mm. It's because you said you've a lot of nice people around you. It's it's weird because normally when we're chatting to people, let's say, for instance, Hozier, he said that he, you know, dropped out of studying in college and then went into music. You actually dropped out of music to go study in in college. You did it.
That's true.
Arseways, as we would call it here.
Yeah.
And your parents were like cool with that, weren't they? They were encouraging you.
The thing was, I started, I wrote my first song when I was 16, and it got national attention because I was, you know, BBC Introducing. It's kind of the Norwegian equivalent to that. And I got national attention. The song got playlisted on national radio, but it wasn't like a huge thing, but it was quite big for me as a 16-year-old writer. And then things got a bit too hectic for me, and I was my own manager at that time. And yeah, that was a bit too much. And then I figured out I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to study law. I wanted to study to become a teacher at that point. One of those, I had no idea. So I decided to quit music for a year.
Imagine if you had become a teacher.
It would be completely different.
I've just thought of something. When you're, because you write all your own music, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not like a Beyonce song comes out, has 18 writers or something. It's just you. Did you ever find yourself writing something and going, oh, no, get rid of that. It doesn't sound good at all. Did you remember?
All the time. That's literally us in the studio every single time.
Yeah?
I get pretty critical in the studio. That's why I love writing with other people, to get a second perspective on things.
I get you.
And also, since I write a lot about emotions, you know, you can easily go down the cheese route. Mm. And I'm very cheesy to begin with. But I remember, for instance, Dynamite. I don't know if you've heard that song. It's a ballad. And like the chorus is really cheesy. Oh no.
Go on,
It's like the line in the chorus is, "You're safe as a mountain, but know that I'm dynamite." I know! Now he's having his head in his cold.
Yeah. It's nice. It's a nice visual.
I remember we tried to change that line for 3 months. But if you hear that in the ballad with the piano, it sounds really nice. And sometimes you just got to go with the cheese.
Yeah. Okay, so we got to get a listen to this new single of yours. It's Don't Feel Like Crying. Your album, again, is Sucker Punch. It is out on the 8th of March. You are going to be headlining Dublin's Three Arena on November 22nd.
Woo! I know. It's crazy. It's probably going to be one of our biggest shows. I cannot wait.
Tickets are still available. And then you're supporting the Coronas in Cork on June 22nd.
Uh-huh.
They're a great bunch of lads.
That's going to be so much fun.
The sound of the city. Cooper and Luke. 98FM's Big Breakfast.